President Obama defended a limited role in Libya. He said the U.S. is scaling back its involvement. Arriving as pregnant tourists, leaving with American babies. Officials shut down a house in California. They say Chinese women went there to deliver their babies so the infants would be automatic U.S. citizens. And remember Supersize It? Get ready to downsize it. Companies that make packaged foods are looking for ways to camouflage a price increase. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says President Obama defended the American-led military assault in Libya. He said it was in the national interest to stop a potential massacre that he said would have stained the conscience of the world. But he said that ordering American troops to remove Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi would be going too far and would splinter the international coalition.
To be blunt, we went down that road in Iraq. Thanks to the extraordinary sacrifices of our troops and the determination of our diplomats, we are hopeful about Iraq's future. But regime change there took 8 years, thousands of American and Iraqi lives, and nearly $1 trillion. That is not something we can afford to repeat in Libya.
The president used a 26-minute nationally televised speech to answer critics in Congress who've taken issue with the cost of the conflict. He said the U.S. was handing off to NATO and scaling back American involvement. Earlier in the day, Times correspondent Mark Landler looked at what that will mean.
The U.S. will still be very much involved and indeed will still take a very large role in this given the size of the U.S. military and the fact that the U.S. continues to play a lead role in NATO. But in terms of actually using cruise missiles, for example, or American fighter jets targeting tanks or artillery, the bulk of that will pass over to other NATO partners. The one issue that may crop up in the coming days is that NATO, as a coalition of 28 countries, you'll have to satisfy all the members of NATO as to the nature and the conduct of the campaign. And there are some members of NATO, such as Turkey, that have expressed some reluctance about some forms of military engagement.
Times correspondent Mark Landler. 78 people were killed in an explosion in Yemen. The blast was set off by militants looting a munitions factory. The accident amplified Western fears that the situation in Yemen is deteriorating. President Ali Abdullah Saleh is facing an opposition coalition that includes military defectors, clerics, and tribal leaders. They all want him ousted. Also on Tuesday's front page, the story of a vulnerable young girl caught in a shocking ordeal in East Texas. She's 11, and the police say she was the victim of repeated gang rapes. 19 boys and men ages 14 to 27 have been charged. The most recent arrest was made last week. Now, court documents and an interview with her father paint a grim portrait of an episode that began last September. In San Gabriel, California, officials shut down a house that was home to what are known as maternity tourists. In this case, women from China who had paid thousands to have their babies in the U.S. In the debate over immigration, some politicians have called for an end to automatic citizenship for any child born in this country. Tourist agencies overseas sell travel packages that provide doctors and postpartum care, but women who come here are supposed to go to a hospital when the time comes. The California house had hospital-grade facilities. That appears to be a new twist. You might call this stealth downsizing or a camouflage price increase. Consumers are encountering shrinking packages. There are fewer chips in a bag, there's less candy in a box, and there are fewer tomatoes in a can. It's a sign that producers are looking for ways to get shoppers to pay more for less food. The reason is a rise in the cost of raw materials that's expected by late summer. Here in New York, Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver's standing is tumbled amid the grim reality of the new state budget. He told Assembly Democrats that if they said no, Governor Andrew Cuomo would push through even deeper cuts. Silver also said that if they forced a state government shutdown, they would take the blame, not Cuomo. That was last week. On Monday, Silver said in an interview, the new budget was a win for everyone. Inside Tuesday's Times, Michigan's unemployment rate is top 10% longer than any other state's. Now Michigan is about to set another record. Governor Rick Snyder signed a law that will mean Michigan will pay shorter unemployment benefits. All 50 states now pay up to 26 weeks of jobless benefits. Starting next year, Michigan will stop paying after 20. India says it's making progress in saving endangered tigers. A new survey estimates there's been a 20% increase in tigers in the wild over the last 5 years. India's home to about half of the world's wild tigers. It now has just over 1,700, up from 1,400 in 2006. The situation at the nuclear reactors in Japan has people wondering, could it happen here? Safety experts plan for every known contingency, but no one can predict everything that can go wrong. Tuesday's Science Times says nuclear regulators in this country calculated that the failure of the automatic shutdown systems that prevent a core meltdown was so unlikely, it was a once-in-17,000-year possibility. It happened twice in 4 days at a pair of reactors in southern New Jersey back in 1983. The jury's still out on how much caffeine is too much. Tuesday Science Times says the issue came up 100 years ago this month when the government took Coca-Cola to court. The charge was adulterating a beverage by adding caffeine. In the end, the case was dismissed. There's less caffeine in soft drinks these days, but some researchers are concerned about energy drinks and their effects on blood pressure. And guess what? The researchers are saying the same thing that was said 100 years ago. More research is needed. Tuesday's Times also has a follow-up on the federal corruption charges against State Senator Carl Krueger. He's accused of spending bribe money on credit card bills and car payments on a Bentley. The car was driven by one of the two brothers Krueger lives with. Krueger also lobbied to get the brothers police passes that let them park free almost anywhere in the city. That's our preview of Tuesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.